Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Parents are gathering at Newton South High School tonight to discuss teen suicide.
Last week, Roy Grutman took his life, the third teenager to commit suicide this school year in Newton.
So parents, students, and school administrators are wrestling with many questions, including how to prevent suicide. Among them is Leela McCain. Her daughter, Karen Douglas, was a senior at Newton North High School when she took her own life in October.
All the kids have been really, really affected by the three deaths. And I think it's natural for people to question, you know, what could I have done? How could I have prevented this? Or what did I miss? One of the things with Karen, because I can't really comment on the others, she was highly functional, straight-A student and wonderful kid, but she was battling depression and being treated for that. And she also suffered from bulimia. I do know that Karen, because she wrote so in things that we found that she wrote, that she didn't share everything with her therapists. And I have a feeling that, you know, kids don't share everything with their parents or their therapists, and they just get to a point where they're, frankly, exhausted of keeping their issues inside and not getting them out. And so that's one of the things that we want to make a difference and just help kids through some vehicle, you know, share what's bothering them so that they can get the help they need.
So if I could ask, were you able to find journals or diaries your daughter had written later that gave you more insight into what was going on, what was kind of anguish for her?
We did. And in Karen's case, she'd actually written a couple emails to herself the night before and the two nights prior. And you can clearly see the struggle that she was going through. She had just had a couple of bad days, nothing unto itself that would warrant the action she took. But I think it's a combination of, you know, a string of bad days, a lack of perspective, and not knowing what the consequences of their actions really would be, and frankly, access to some deadly means. So in her case, she may have thought this through, but it was so carefully choreographed that not anyone had a clue.
And you talk about a bad day or a string of bad days, and I think you mix that in with how tumultuous being a teenager or being someone in your early 20s is. And leaving can seem like the only solution.
I feel for the teenagers of today. They clearly have a very stressful environment. Social media doesn't help. They have to realize that life isn't perfect, and that's the beauty of it. And it's okay to not have good days, you know, and it's perfectly normal to not be perfect. And I really feel like we Photoshop our lives. You know, we share, you know, all the good things on Facebook and social media, et cetera. But there's so much more to life than that. And if kids just realize that it's okay, it truly is, and that there are so many loving, caring, you know, friends and adults around them that want to lend an ear and want to help, I think, you know, we'd be in a much better place.
And I think that's part of what you're trying to do, sort of try to get that message across to other 18-year-olds like your daughter through this campaign you've started, which is modeled after the Dan Savage.
It Gets Better campaign.
Exactly, exactly. So tell us about that campaign you're starting.
Yeah, so after Karen passed away, I made the time to have coffee with one-on-one with her closest friends. And I asked one of her friends, like, what needs to happen? What would you change in the schools or however? And she goes, people need to get real. And that really resonated with me. And that turned into the Get Real campaign. And our campaign is, you know, what we want to do is give teenagers a place and a voice to share their issues, to share how they're coping, and to give others hope that, you know, life isn't perfect and that it's okay.
The get real idea being that you don't always have to put on the perfect happy face, the perfect photos, that you have to find a way to understand and share with other people when things aren't going the way you wish they would?
Exactly. I don't know of one household that doesn't have issues of some sort. And yet we only, you know, share, you know, the colleges our kids got into or what have you. And that causes a lot of stress for others.
You mentioned that after your daughter died, you found out things about what she was thinking that she hadn't felt comfortable sharing with you when she was alive. How do you wish she had shared it? Because there were upsides and downsides to anyone she might have shared with. If she told a therapist, would they tell you? If she told her friends, would they tell you? You know, what do you wish she had done? What should she have done?
That's a tough one, Sasha. It really is. I wish she had had just a safe, perhaps, support group where she could just get it out. My daughter, Sonia Maria, shared her video, which is the first video on our Get Real campaign, and she said it was very cathartic just to make the video, just to put it out there. It felt good. And so just really putting it out there is, I think, the first step to just not bottling it in where it can then, you know, turn out some other poor way.
There's a meeting tonight that you'll be at. What are your hopes of that meeting?
My hopes is that the community can come together to learn ways in which they can safely speak with their children after these three tragedies. It's clearly very unsettling. I feel like Newton has been very supportive and is doing all the right things. You know, obviously, if we had the questions about why teenagers commit suicide, we wouldn't be sitting here today. It's very complicated, and every situation is individual.
It seems like you've been complimentary of how the Newton school system and the city of Newton have responded to this. Is there anything, though, you wish they had done differently or more of or better?
You know, it's hard. You know, and it's really difficult because even with my efforts, you know, I somehow feel that Karen would have found a way to end her life because she was such a perfectionist. And she, unfortunately, I think in her case, she was wired that way.
I imagine that there are a lot of very frightened parents in Newton and other communities right now worrying that their children might be having suicidal thoughts, that they may not know it. What's your advice to other parents who love their kids, want to keep them safe, and are afraid they don't know everything?
I'd say, first of all, don't panic. Be very loving and supportive, and try to listen without judgment. From what I hear from teenagers, they feel, you know, the parents listen through their lens and wish the parents could listen through their teenage lens.
But I'm sure it's not easy for a parent to try to see things through the lens of a teenage child. So that's challenging.
It's very challenging. And it's challenging because, you know, I felt I had a good relationship with my daughter, you know, and yet they go, Mom, you're not going to understand, or, you know, whatever. And it's very difficult. So I think one of the reasons, one advice maybe for parents is to focus on maybe trying to get to the underlying reason of why a teenager does something instead of reacting immediately to the behavior itself.
Lila, thank you so much for coming and talking about this.
You're very welcome, Sasha. Thank you.
And listeners, you can find a link to the Get Real campaign and other suicide prevention resources on our website, radioboston.org.
And stay with us. There's more ahead on our program. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.